Hey, what's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Walking with the Dog by Lucky. I am the host, Dork. I am the host of the show Teachable Moments here on CITR. Teachable Moments, the show where we are just desperately trying to find out what's cool, what's hot, what's not, what's poppin', what's lockin'. And it's a little pathetic, but you know what? That's like a whole brand. You know what I mean? So there are worse things in the world. Walking the Dog by Lucky. Lucky just made an Instagram account. I love Lucky. I've been a huge fan. They were one of the top nine artists played on this show in 2020, and by 2020 I mean 2019. And I was kind of like worried that they had like very passively not broken up, but like just like weren't a band anymore. They've played two shows, or like were lined up to play two shows, and they played one in like July or August or something. Maybe, yeah. And then they were going to play the Charms Showcase this summer, but did not. So I have never seen them live, but I love the songs that they have up on the internet. And I was overjoyed when they made an Instagram account because I was like, heck yes. It's done. It's not done, but like they're doing things. I don't know. I was excited. So on Teachable Moments, we always have a definition of the word cool that we are investigating, interrogating, etc. This week's definition, cool, adjective, socially well-adjusted. I've been thinking a lot about kids, namely myself as a child, and just really wondering, like, what was I like? What kind of like behaviors did I have that like maybe were red flags? I don't know. I can't really remember a lot of like what I was like as a kid. I have a few memories of being very like bossy. I had a vision and I liked that vision coming into reality. I also remember like being like pretty competitive, like starting to lose Monopoly and being like, I hate this game. But also I am a twin, so I've kind of like just been sharing things since I was before I was born, and like caring for this other person. So I don't know. I wonder what I was like. If you know what I was like as a kid, call in and let me know. Because that would really make my self-directed therapy go much faster, I think. But socially well-adjusted, was I, am I, are we? I don't know. But I decided to play Lucky Walking with a Dog because a dog has recently entered my life. And she's pretty socially well-adjusted. She's not adjusted to being in a house for extended periods of time. And I wish she was. That's all I have to say about that. I'm very resolved not for this episode not to just turn into me being frustrated about this dog. I like this dog a lot. I really like this dog. She's very sweet. She just is ruining my life. So, socially well-adjusted as anyone. If you have like tips and tricks for being well-adjusted, specifically socially, I'm not very... I'm not too concerned with being emotionally well-adjusted. I feel like they kind of go hand in hand, if that makes sense. Just because, like, to be socially well-adjusted, you kind of have to have some understanding and, like, sense of control over your emotions and stuff. But a lot of it's performance, which we've talked about on this show. So I'm going to play another song. We're going to jump right into it. This is Coolapodian. They say it so many times in this song, so if that wasn't clear enough, you'll understand how it's pronounced in a couple seconds. This is by Pale Red off of Soft Opening. Their most recent album, Heavy Petting, came out May 2018. This album came out February 2017. I love this album. I think that Soft Opening might be it's perfect. It's a perfect album in a lot of ways. So this is Coolapodian by Pale Red. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Digging in the Desert by Lee off of Mint, the first single from their forthcoming album, You Want It Real. They have a pretty funny music video attached to that song. I guess of that song. I don't know how you would describe the relationship between a song and a music video, but that song has a music video. Because, like, what? Is the song the owner? I don't know. It's confusing. And then just before that, you heard Sylvia Rath's Today For Now off of their, like, EP album, Really Big Picture. And then just before that was Koolapodian by Pale Red. Wow. We're really burning through our content today on Teachable Moments. Today's definition of the word cool, cool adjective, socially well-adjusted. Yeah, just think, like, there is so much, like, value, or, like, you get so much, I don't know, like, capital, whatever. You gain a lot by being, like, a social person, I think, in a lot of ways. Although, I've been thinking about it, and that is absolutely gendered. Introverted, like, femmes, I think, are, like, much punished socially much more than introverted masks. That's my hot take. Call in and fight me if you disagree. But just in my experience, it's, like, femmes just have to work much harder to be liked, I think. That's my hot take. Okay, moving along. This is Come On by Nonla, again, off of a forthcoming album, Not In Love. Nonla's album release show is going to be February 15th. Keep an eye and an ear out. They have a really, really cute, like, lyric video for this song, which is very sweet. And so, yeah, please listen and enjoy. I'll be back in, like, maybe 8 minutes.
Last week, when it was not so bleak, you told me that whatever was happening between us could be something. When you came over, and we were together, and I thought that I'd be happy staying here in bed with you forever. So come on, come on, and tell me it's okay. So come on. Forget our past, 'cause maybe this could last. I'm scared that this would turn back to whenever I felt like I had nothing. It feels so much better than with all those others. You're changing everything I thought I knew.
Round three. It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our third week, Tuesday, January 21st, we've got The Neighbors, Kane Price, Kay Carr, and Be Afraid.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Oh, yeah!
Music. Waste. Wants. You. Music. Waste. Wants. You.
Music Waste Wants You.
Music Waste, Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival, wants you to join our brand new community council. We're looking for enthusiastic folks to give their input on everything from programming to the festival's long-term goals, and are explicitly encouraging applications from BIPOC, LGBT2SQIA+, and people with disabilities. Help shape the direction of Music Waste 2020. To apply, visit musicwaste.ca. Hurry. Applications close January 31st.
Potatoes.
What's up, and welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard What You Do to Me by Be Afraid. Before that was Jailbreak by Bikes out of Berlin. And then just before that was Come On by Nonla. Be Afraid is going to be playing Shindig tonight at Red Gate Art Society. Shindig is CITR Discord's annual Battle of the Bands-ish. The battle energy has just, like, really diminished. It's like, it's more like really tired kids with, like pool foam thingies just being like, ugh, splash. Then, like, I don't know, swords? I don't know. But they're going to play with the Neighbors, Kane Price, and K-Car. It's going to be pretty good. Pretty good. Today's definition of the word cool. Cool adjective. Socially well adjusted. Retrospectively, this theme is a little cutting. I think one of my worst habits, the fictional character Dork's worst habit is making like very cutting and like quite actively mean and like to the heart statements about things and about people's personalities and who they are as a person. For example, someone did something mildly irritating the other day and I said, wow, you should love yourself more. And I meant that seriously. It's not soft for sure. But like, who am I to comment on someone's relative adjustment to the social world? You know what I mean? I guess I feel very qualified. So that's a fun fact about me as a dork. I kind of feel like the next few songs are a little bit more on theme, if you will, slash if I may. They're just kind of about like performance more. I don't know why I always just kind of assume that all of these show themes are about like performativity and stuff. Maybe because I'm obsessed with it. But like, I think in a lot of ways being like well adjusted in like a social setting is like you're able to put on this performance of like, I understand what's going on, or like I don't even really know what I mean by socially well adjusted. Like, is that someone who like is kind of tapped, they're like kind of like floating through social interactions and like it doesn't bother them very much, or someone who's very present? I guess everyone has their own style and all are equally cool, but I think it's much harder to like be considered cool if you don't like have the like necessary skills to like connect with other people. It's probably biased. I'm sure there are a bunch of cool people who are like narcissists or something. There absolutely are. But that's not kind coolness. And here on Teachable Moments, we're all about being as kind and cool as possible. It's like the perfect synthesis of Dork's two favorite things, kindness and coolness. But we're going to play more songs because that's what we're here to do. I know another band that was one of the most played on Teachable Moments in 2019, Nice Apple. Love them. Their album this time, Nice Apple is Autocathecting, not only taught me new vocabulary words, so thank you for the public service, but also it's amazing and genius. So this is Sculpt Edit by Nice Apple off of This Time, Nice Apple is Autocathecting. The show is Teachable Moments. The host is Dork. You're you. And please enjoy.
Patterns are a nuisance and my body is tired. Something is wrong.
So I left my post when nobody noticed, and I sit on. FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
be there.
Hey,
This is Lauren
from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM dial.
Hey, what's up? Like they just said, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Teachable Moments. The host is Dork. The definition of the word cool is cool adjective socially well adjusted. These are a few songs in a row we kind of powered through. There was Nice Apple, Sculpt Edit, which Emily and Lauren have to be in. The Beeps, Out of Minneapolis, No Desire, Oblomov's, This Is Serious, and then Rose Hops Mice, The Life of the Party. Rose Hops Mice, formerly known as Pale North, rebranded, I guess. Oblomov and Nice Apple are going to be playing at Lucky's Comics this weekend, and with a band out of Toronto, I want to say. This Saturday, that's on Saturday, this Saturday is messed up stacked. Like, the sketch so far in my brain, dash to Lucky's, see that, because that's amazing, and then go to the Toast for Poetry is Bad for You, the first one of 2020, lineup. Oh my god. And then jet over to Redgate, Bo Dip, and Devourers are going to be performing, Softy Shan, DJ. It's all amazing. It's all amazing and excellent. And overwhelming. But you know what? Because I am socially well adjusted, I think I'll be able to do it. I think that this episode has really been a testament to Dork's real ability to, like, just kind of, like, deteriorate. Like, I feel like my idea of cool adjective socially well-adjusted was much like a woolen sweater with a loose piece of yarn that very quickly unraveled. But that's okay. We all powered through, and I'm grateful for all of it. Socially well-adjusted, what does that even mean? I don't know. And that's okay. Part of being socially well-adjusted is accepting that you can't control everything. Dear baby Dora, baby Dork, internalize that. I hope one day Dork learns it. And that's fine. Gonna play a few more songs. We're almost done. Oh my gosh, we're almost done. So gonna start with Karaoke by Future Star. The song has been stuck in my head forever. The song came out in 2018. There was a fundraiser for the Toast Collective this weekend where Chris Horrific, host of Parts Unknown here on CITR, covered this song, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. So thank you, Chris, for like bringing it back into my life. Speaking of fundraiser for the Toast, all these venues are closing. They're all dying, and it's awful. It's a real tragedy, and a lot of it's due to obscene property taxes that are imposed by the City of Vancouver and the BC provincial government. Redgate Arts Society, Black Labs, CBDBs, and the Toast Collective all recently launched like retrospective GoFundMes and Patreons, stuff like that. So if you can, please donate. These spaces are like absolutely integral to local music and musicians. And we, like, CITR partners with them all the time. So it's, like my like, fear is just, like, literally, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? So this is Karaoke by Future Star off of Cryorities. He's listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh,
Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Kate Bush by Drill out of Philadelphia, and then just before that was Karaoke by Future Star, now based in Victoria. What a whirlwind of a show, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this wild ride and exciting journey. One more song for you guys. I feel like a YouTube influencer. What's going on? Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. Come to Shindig. It's tonight. It's also next Tuesday. And the finals are next Friday, January 31st. I think it'll be good. Okay. Last song is Live For You by Woolworm, because guess what, audience? I live for you. I love doing the show and I love when you listen. But because I'm socially well adjusted, I don't need it. I just live for it. So this is Live For You by Woolworm. Catch you next week.
There's a home.